Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
That be us. And yes, La Crush is here. Yes, her voice has gotten almost better. All the way back to normal.
Right, a little better.
Yeah. At least we can hear her.
Right, because Thursday I did the show, you barely heard me. I was sounding like I had a frog in my throat. And then Friday, my voice was completely gone, y'all. I mean, I was whispering. And, you know, now it's starting to wake its way back. If you need tips on how to cure it, definitely hit me up. I'll let you know.
And last night, she did PG.
Special edition.
She helped PG, the sidebar.
Right, we did a special edition of the sidebar right here for Fantasy Radio.
I'm scared of them people. Them people scare me, Crush.
Why? We was the one doing all the talking.
No, but the thing is, they call us on phone on CSF the strange ones. Oh no, they're people who scare me.
We were.
I'll tell them that myself.
Right, it was us. It was us acting up. the folks calling 805-830-8320. It's going to be a freelance show because I am sick. And I'm not really going to be talking right now. I'm going to be quiet.
So tonight, if you are a member of Camp Super Fluffy, you know that what we've been doing for the past few days is putting people in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, it's our time in the hot seat,
right?
Both Crush's and mine, and you ask the questions.
Right.
Somebody tried to get me to feed them the questions. No, Niecy, it don't work that way. Anyway, 805-830-8320 is the number. Give us a call, and Crushy will be the one answering your phone and letting us know what's up. So, anything happening that we need to know about Crush? Or
well, we did have the contest. We did have a contest. I think we have like one more week into it. So if you want to join the Fantasy Listener Sweepstakes, you sure can by going to phonefantasyradio.com. Follow all the tricks and tips, and, you know, we'll be announcing the winner at the end of the month right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. What else? Don't forget to tune in Thursday for Crush Grooves. It is going to be the spoken memoirs. So if you're a freestyler, rapper, if you're a spoken word artist and you got some poems, or you're just a poet and you just want to share some of your works with us, can do that. What else? That was about it for right now that I can think of. Oh, like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Black Reporter, BLK Reporter, and Facebook.com/Hearts Radio. Also, Facebook.com/TheSuperFluffyFlirt. Well, not the, just Super Fluffy Flirt. I finally got my own Facebook page. Right. I made it up. I finally got Super Fluffy Flirt. Just put us in there, and you'll find my Facebook page. Huh?
I said, you're kidding me.
Right, I finally, you know, went ahead and did that. I got it. I got 10 likes, yay!
Wow. I actually got more likes than you.
Shut up. Shut up. Right, I started it Sunday, so it's been like...
That's probably the only time that'll happen.
Huh?
I said that's probably the only time that'll happen.
Right, so I put that, I got that popping right now.
Now, brothers, I will give you an insight. If you want something to like, go in Camp Super Fluffy and take a look at this lady's latest picture.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there's something about you in a pink bra. and you said that that's your favorite. And I didn't know that when I saw it. I saw it. You used it as a profile pic. A couple of weeks ago, and.
Yeah.
I said, that's a nice pic. I mean, the contrast between the bra and your skin tone, it really is interesting, to say the least. It really makes it come out. And I got to say, I guess that's my favorite bra now, too. But anyway... 805-830-8320. Anyway, normal folks are not calling in as they normally would, or they're just taking their own sweet time.
Right, that's all right. We still love them, cause they'll be by our side when we need them to be by our side. So shout out to our friends and our people. Black reporter, what's new with you? Like, besides my bra turning on.
Besides what?
Besides my bra turning you on.
Oh, okay. Well, I got hit up by a lot of the questions that were hit up at me. By Miss Niecy in CSF, you know.
Uh-huh.
I should have never opened my mouth and said, well, I guess we will go ahead and put myself in a hot seat. Oh, I should have never done that. Because Niecy decided to throw everything at me.
At one time.
And
yeah, that's the thing. She threw it at you at one time, so you... And I know you was like, wait, and you skipped some questions I heard.
Well, I was trying to keep up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I dropped the information on her that I revealed here previously about my sexual experience I wanted to forget about.
Uh-huh.
That one sexual experience in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That threw her loop. To say the least.
Right.
Like it did everybody here, so.
Right, like, you're like, what?
So, anyway, hold on a second.
So, we got a slew of questions. And
I just
got a,
huh?
I said we got a slew of questions. You know what? I think we should, I'm going to ask you. The question.
Oh, Lord.
I answered them too. I feel bad. But I see
okay.
We got a caller. Hold on. Excuse me. I see we got a caller from the 404. 404-956. Are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. You just pulled me in again, huh?
Who is this?
Huh?
What's your name?
Who is it?
It's Sean repping BBW.
Oh. I don't know. It's something about that phone number. That's all it is. What's
who,
up,
who is
Sean?
It?
Happy New Year to you. Sean.
Hey, you too, LaCrush.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
Different day.
All right, Sean. So tonight is the hot seat. We got me and Black Reporter, you know, They're answering any questions on any topic. You know, we're going to freestyle it today.
Okay.
So, you know, if you think of anything and you want to put your two cents in or share anything, answer the questions if you like, you can do that.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, Black Reporter, because this was a topic on the special edition of the Sidebar with PG, Mrs. PG, we had yesterday. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out because this is the first question I see. Do you prefer your partner to be bald or hairy genitals?
Well, let me put you like this. And I'm going to put it to you like I put it to someone who asked me about my balls on my chest. I have hair on both. The lady, and at the present time, I have had ladies shave me. Not necessarily down there, but... they have shaved me in the face, so I do trust them when they have a razor in their hand. So I have no problem with that. Now, around there, I'm not sure. Trim, maybe. You know, but hair on my chest stays on my chest.
Okay. All right, but what about your partner?
It either way. I don't necessarily have to have, you know, as a matter of fact, I've never had a woman that had a shaved punani. And Nisi said today that hers is as clean as a Caucasian baby's head. Those were her exact words.
You gotta stop using people's names. You know that, right?
Okay, that's true.
Right. They didn't like that.
One of our members said that.
All right, we got another caller from the 202. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chuck. I'm calling from D.C.
What's up? How you
doing?
What's up? Hey, now, what's going on with y'all?
Nothing.
Tell me, bro.
Just trying to get over this cold and this stuff. I lost my voice over the weekend, and I'm just trying to get it back. So, tonight we're doing Say It With Your Chest. And basically, the floor is open for any questions on any topic to ask either myself or my co-host, Black Reporter. So, what questions do you have? If you have any.
I don't have no questions right now, but I'm pretty sure I can come up with one.
All right. How old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, 36, yeah. Yeah,
younger. Don't look at you, Crush, because I don't even go there.
Shut up. I wasn't going anywhere. Shut up. So I asked the question already. Do you prefer your partner to be bald or hairy genitals, DC?
Well, unfortunately, this question does sound familiar because it was asked to me a little earlier by PG. But
right.
Me personally, I prefer bald, but you know, if my other partner prefer bald, nah, I don't care.
Are you a member of the group?
No,
yes,
he was on yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was on yesterday.
You were on
the sidebar.
You sure yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Ball, don't be yawning in my ear, right?
My bad. That was me.
Crush.
My bad.
Behave.
I am behaving. I'm just saying. Get me out of your mind.
Yeah, my bad.
All right. Okay, so, Black Reporter, would you go to an oral-only party? That's the next question. There's no piping, just oral-only. Would you attend?
Would I go to it?
Yeah.
Of course.
You go to oral-only party?
Yeah. Well, as long as I didn't have to deal with any men, of course.
That would be
good answer. Good answer.
What's up, 414?
Look, it's called cover your bases.
Right. Exactly.
It's called three foot rule and full effect.
And that's exactly how the parties go, too. 3-foot rule. What's up, 414? 685.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Who's still here?
God.
I said 414. Can y'all not understand?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you.
Yes, you.
I hadn't pushed one, so I didn't know I was going to be on. You know, I was listening. Yo.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too.
Who is that?
That happened to everybody. And you did press 1202.
Oh, it's all good.
Who is 202?
One of your people, PG.
So let me introduce myself. My name is Chucky, a.k.a. Charles Baller.
Oh.
How you doing, Miss PJ?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great now. I didn't hear your voice.
Oh,
and,
wow, that's
and
wonderful.
She
that's
shows
wonderful.
Her head once again. PG, the one and only.
Don't do me, Black Reporter.
We got Ms. Baton Rouge in the building. Hi, Ms. Baton Rouge.
Hi.
I love the same.
What's up, Lady C? How was your weekend?
I was getting ready to get on the phone and see, call you and see if you knew who we were on.
Oh, I got some chicken. You know, you can't eat turkey chicken cold. I had to eat my chicken first.
Oh, you got it.
You know that's right. Can't eat chicken cold. You gotta eat that right quick and fast in a hurry. All right now.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, night masses stay at churches.
So right now, just ask us any question. The question, Black Reporter, in the hot seat right now. The floor is open. You can ask any question on any topic. If you want to, you can call in 805-830-8320.
Crush. Before we go any further, I gotta break in with breaking news, and Lady C knows exactly what I'm talking about. We have had 2 recent football games here in the South in which sexual things have occurred because of these football games.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was for the 40.
What sexual things?
Well, not sexual things because of the 49ers and the Saints, but somebody was shot.
Somebody
was
shot.
That was Montana. Yeah, somebody was shot because a Saints fan shot a 49ers fan because the 49ers fan celebrating after the game on Saturday. In New Orleans, after the national championship, one man, an Alabama fan, went in a Crystal hamburger restaurant and took off his pants and put his penis in a man's mouth. And somebody took a viral video of it and posted it on YouTube.
Somebody went after a game, went to a burger joint, pulled out his pants and stuck his dick.
No. Okay. There was one guy who was drunk like a skunk out of his mind.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who was drunk like a skunk was an LSU fan.
Uh-huh.
The other guy was an Alabama fan. And he saw the guy who was drunk, the LSU guy who was drunk like a skunk. And he, with somebody filming this, went next to him, pulled out, had his pants pulled down, and made like he was sucking the guy's dick.
Oh.
You know, it was making him suck my dick.
Don't scare me like that.
I'm feeling kind of comfortable. Can we get back to the high seat?
Oh, man, he's scaring me for a minute there. Like, what kind of shit? Walking up to strangers and throwing your dick in their mouth? What's going on in New Orleans?
Okay, now who's in the hot seat tonight?
We in the hot seat. Wow, you got a question for us?
I mean, everybody's in the hot seat, so the question is pretty much go to anybody, right?
No,
me or
TC is not in the hot seat.
Right, it's me.
TC is not in the hot seat.
All right, TC, we heard you.
We know TC.
Make that clear.
She a chicken. She not in the hot
seat. Was that like TC? I know that it was Miss Trifling at all time talking to me.
Trifling?
Oh, are we going to be competing against Lady C for the tackling championship this year?
No, he won that. He got that hands down.
No, there's somebody else. I got to remember who it is.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But there's somebody else who actually beat you, right, Lady C? I forgot who it is.
No, ain't nobody meet
Buddy
C.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there was somebody.
Yes.
There was somebody that called into the show, and they. I gotta figure out who it was. But yeah, there was somebody that called into the show and had a word. Huh? All right, so Chuck from 202, you got a question for us or?
I don't have a question right now. I got a little small question. PZ, are you actually from PZ or is that just your name?
PZ is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, all right, no problem. I guess I start off mild first before I get into the aggressive side.
Would you let your girlfriend or your sex partner tie you up in the corner of the bedroom while she had a gangbang in front of you?
Wait, repeat that one again.
Would you let your girlfriend tie you up in the corner of the bedroom while she has a gangbang in front of you?
Okay. What was happening to her? She was getting gangbang or just getting
what is wrong with you? He wants to know
what it's doing. Right. It's four guys, Black Reporter, four or five guys is in your bedroom having sex with your girlfriend while you're tied up in the corner watching with your eyelids.
Can't even get free.
Hey, Reporter, I had to think hard on that one too, bro.
Flipping her toss.
Now, wait a minute. Hold the hell on for a second.
Trust me, bro. I felt the same way when I got that question, bro. Trust me.
Oh, you got this last night, huh?
No, that's Jay, Black Reporter.
That's the question, Black Reporter.
That's Chucky from DC.
Hey,
So go ahead, answer the question, Black Reporter.
We're waiting.
Anyway. Chuck, I'm going to talk to you about this after the show, okay? I'll talk to you online.
Meow.
Let me see.
Can we drag you into the hot seat?
Sure.
Drag Lady C into the hot seat. She ain't scared.
Oh, PBA scared.
She ain't scared.
Well, fuck that Lady C in it, I'll go. You ain't gonna let Lady C show me up today. Oh, she got too many files. I ain't on none of that.
I
want to see what Wisconsin really has to say. Yeah, put her in the hot seat.
Her answer's going to be no to everything. Believe me, her answer's going to be no to everything. We got to figure that out already.
Whether I could actually sit there.
Right, you got to sit there and watch.
Huh?
Say, yep, you got to sit there and watch.
Yes, I guess I would. It'd be difficult, but I would.
You a strong man, bro. You a strong man.
You do know you're not getting paid for this, right? This is just free gang banging on your woman.
Wait. Assuming PG.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Let me put this into you. Let me put it to you in a male way so you can understand. Look, now your girl just tied you up on the bed, and she got three, four, five dudes.
Yeah,
about to just clog every hole, every hand. Every whatever else you wanted at, and you gotta sit, and you ain't got no choice but to sit there and watch. Would you let that happen?
Be honest with you, all I can do is just squirm and pull and tug, and I can't do shit if I'm tied up.
Why would you get
tied up? I'll be a bad motherfucker when I get untied, though.
But the thing is,
why you tied up?
You were telling it was okay.
That's what I'm saying. The thing is, you already know this before you get tied.
You have a choice.
I know.
Don't do it.
You can say no, Black Reporter. It's okay. You can say no.
Hell no. I don't want you to.
We're not gonna take it.
I said hell no. I'm not gonna sit there and watch no bunch of dudes hit like that.
I can't.
You can't do it.
No, I can't.
See, my answer was, and it depends. It's two sides to the answer. Now, we was in a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, and that's what she wanted. I have no choice but to let that happen because we in a lifestyle. But what I said...
Yeah, I understand, because what's good for the group is also good for the gambling.
Hold on, Black Boy, let me finish. Go ahead, Chucky.
But to sit there and watch it, I unfortunately I can't do that because the amount is not easy, you know. I mean, it's not even, you know what I'm saying. You got 5-1, you know what I'm saying. So you have no choice but to see wood, you know what I'm saying. Leave me a choice.
Right. You got one eating. You got two penises in your hand. Somebody's two sucking on titties.
Oh, damn.
And one laying across the face. Oh, I've been there. Sorry.
It's going down. They slipping her.
I just
her around. It's going down.
Oh, now, man.
What happened with this conversation about cum last night?
Hold on. What happened?
What make a difference?
Hold on, lady C, your phone breaking up. What did you ask?
I say, if it were women, would it make a difference to them if it were women?
Oh, okay. Is that a gangbang?
You see, that's what I was trying to bring up earlier. If we were in the lifestyle, and what's good for the goose is also good for the gander, you know.
No, we not in the lifestyle. Y'all get that out your heads. Now everybody want to be a swinger. No, that's not it. If he was swingers, it's still the same thing. It's 5-1. It doesn't matter if he was in the lifestyle or not. It doesn't matter. It just matters if you would accept it. It's still 5-1. Bottom line.
My answer is I'll check on her early 3 to 5 minutes, make sure she got some water, make sure she ain't parched. But I'm not staying in there.
I know, right? Nobody did that for me. I'll send up the oil dry.
Yeah, I'll make sure you ain't parched.
And that one guy laid across my head, and he got on my nerves. Okay, sorry. Black Reporter.
Yes.
Do you have any questions, Black Reporter? Because I don't want you to feel like I'm picking on you. You know, you always get into that mode. I'm picking on you.
No, I haven't had a chance to put any together.
You knew we was going to be doing this, right?
Yeah, I knew. It's just been a busy day doing a million and one different things.
All right, so Lady C.
Okay, I do have a question, though.
Oh, good grief. What's your question?
My question is, does what a person's occupation, how should I put this question?
Right. Okay, you think of how to put it.
A person's right. Occupation outside of the bedroom and the expectations and all the thoughts and beliefs heretofore put together about that occupation. And then you bring it inside in the bedroom. Should that be carried in any way?
Will anybody else understand that question?
Hold on. Let me see if I got to understand. So you're trying to say, if you're a police officer, should you bring your handcuffs and bags to the bedroom?
Not exactly so much that, but the police officer does also use a certain technique in the way they arrest people, right?
Oh.
And sometimes they may go overboard in the way they arrest people, right?
Oh, okay.
Can that also be brought into the bedroom? And
if they go overboard, or do you mean the techniques that they learn?
Well, that too. But
if
we're going
overboard, or police go overboard, that's police brutality. Ain't nobody beating on me.
You want to beat the women you having sex with.
Are you trying to tell us something, Black Reporter?
And there's no homo, but I'm gonna answer that question. You know what? Unfortunately, I'm gonna say yes and no. And the only time I'm gonna say yes and no is because, in fact, I have been in two types of relationships. That one that liked it to really be a real aggressive man in bed. So she liked it. I ain't gonna say the hard choke. She liked it the choke. She liked it the spank, and she liked it the pulling of the head and stuff like that. So then on the other hand, I also had somebody that previously was in our we had joined our relationship that she didn't like none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Between pulling hair and a slight choke as far as from beating up a chick before you wank her. Totally two different cases.
Right, because you got people that actually, I think it's called like a jelly donut or something. And when you're about to come, you actually punch her in the eye.
Right.
I'm
okay,
I'm sure
he ain't talking about the daggone. I know he ain't talking about the Rodney King beating. I'm pretty sure he's talking about the
we
I
don't
actually,
know what he's talking about.
Well,
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, I hope he ain't talking about the Rodney King beating.
No, no. But let me put it this way. There are certain professions where you're expected to act in a certain fashion and a certain manner and everything. And when you get outside of that expected manner, you're considered to be strange or considered to be not right. Or not, or evil, put it like that.
Hey,
okay,
so
whoa. One person at a time.
Go ahead,
TV. Oh, I said black reporters beat no women before you bust on me. Y'all better be careful. That's what I said.
Black reporters.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like school teachers and ministers and doctors who are looked at in a certain way, and then when they're in the bedroom and do something different, how people look at them different?
Exactly.
That's
why,
not,
why did he just say that?
He didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. He didn't say that.
Because they're a human too.
I was trying not to.
Can I add one question? Hey, Black Reporter, where are you from?
Louisiana.
Okay, good, because I'm a medical tech, and I don't want to be around none of your... I got to ask first, where you come from? They say they came from Black Reporter House. I already know we got to bring the heavy bandages and all that
stuff. Oh, no.
You wrong.
We gotta get the heavy stuff.
Wrong.
So really, but I'm just saying. Okay, I got it wrong. The jelly donut is the act of ejaculating on her face, on a woman's face, in a circular motion,
right.
Symbolizing
the
glaze.
I think
glaze.
That was the donkey punch you were
and
talking about
you,
first, like when you spread a
hold on. Can I finish saying what I was saying though? Can I just?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, yeah.
You circular motion, supposed to be the glaze, and then you punch her in the nose, and the blood is supposed to be the jelly.
That's what it was.
And she finds it erotic. So you're not domestic violence. She likes it. She wants this done to her.
Okay.
I can't.
No, thank you.
I got a top secret clearance, so I can't do it.
Yeah,
neither
can I. Can't go there.
That's too much.
Hey, my salary is too high to be losing that over 4 minutes of pleasure.
Chucky.
So, did you have the ew? Thanks, on Nancy. Oh, never mind. Moving on. I'm not even gonna acknowledge that right there. I'm gonna move right along. Chat room
must be off the wall tonight.
No, not really the chat room. It's my Facebook page. You know, I'm on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Lady C, I did have a question for you.
Okay.
I forget it because Black Reporter took so long.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Chuck.
And the question is, all right, let's say, you know, someone you chatted with online just decided, you know what I'm saying, to come up New York, you know what I'm saying, y'all having a good vibe or whatever. And he decides to come up and visit up New York. Is it okay to have sex with him on the first night? And so that's just the first time y'all met?
Who is that question for, Black Reporter?
No, actually, that's for you.
I thought he said I had questions.
That's not reporter.
Never been to New York.
Y'all be right. Leave me alone. I'm sick.
He said a guy. He first said a question for LaCrosse. Then he said a guy. Then he said New York. How you get Black Reporter out of that?
Because I thought he said Black Reporter at first, so I really wasn't paying attention. What was the question again, Brian?
Why would I ask Black Reporter a question like that?
Well, I thought I didn't pay attention to the question. What you said, Black Reporter.
First of all, I said, let's say a guy. Why would Black Reporter be a guy?
Because I am always a sacrificial lamb.
Well,
no.
Not tonight, bro.
Okay. Go ahead. What's the question? Let's get back to the topic. The question is, if a guy comes to New York City to see you on the first night, well, what was it? Should you play
with him on the first night?
Would I give up on the first night? It depends.
Let me ask the question. This is what he said. He said if he was vibing with a dude online and he decided to just bring his happy ass up to New York to come meet you, would you smash him on the first night?
It depends.
You,
and I just said I answered the question. I said it depends.
Depends on what?
Is he paying for it?
Now you dug in the Black Reporter like crazy. Now we did it to you. Now you trying to get like, so in out.
I'm just playing.
No, she's not.
No, actually, I might. I'm. You catch me at the right time of the month. Yeah, I might.
All right, man.
Right, gotta be the right time of the month. You gotta catch me when I ain't have no sex in a while. Like shit, anybody.
Hey, look, I tell you what, let Black Reporter get our calendars out. Which month is that?
So, since it's the new year, actually this month, I haven't had none since November. So
okay.
Like,
come to New York next week.
Right, I'm good right now. I haven't had that since my birthday.
Hey, so that means I can shop and have sex? Oh, that's two for one.
I didn't know we was vibing online, but okay.
Chucky, I love you guys. I hate to break it to you.
What you were saying, Black Reporter?
I was going to say that one-way vibes don't work.
What you were saying, Chucky?
I said that's a good look. I could go to Canal and shop and then come to Brooklyn.
Man, he said Canal. I'm mad he put on Canal Street. Oh my God. Do people still shop on Canal? Damn. How you gonna bring up Canal Street? Low East Side all day.
I did sell from DC now. You know how we do down here.
Right, that is just sweet. y'all are just a mess. Y'all are a mess. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
So for the people that don't know, share with us a sex secret.
Share with us what?
Share with us a sex secret.
Oh, please. No, we have been over this too many times.
Come up with a new one. That's all I
have. I didn't say an embarrassed one. I just said share a sex secret. You ain't got to share that. It got to be, I mean, that's the only thing in your closet? Is that the only thing in your closet?
Believe me, I've had a pretty dull life, okay? Shut up.
All right. I'll ask Lady C. Lady C, share with us a sexy thing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got a question for PZ. All right, PZ.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. What happened?
What's that? Ease up, son. Ease up. I just asked Lady C a question. Can she answer the question first before you go on?
Oh, no problem. No problem. No problem.
Lady C, share with us a sex secret.
A sex secret. I like bringing my toys to the bedroom and enjoying it with him in both ways.
I come up with another question.
Why are you laughing so hard, PG?
PG, the same question applies to you.
She always tickle me. Every time she get me. Every time.
All right, PG, the same question applies to you. Share with us a sex secret. Miss, no, I don't do anything.
I know, right? So a sex secret and I don't even do anything?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay.
Liar.
I'm not a liar. You have to give me a minute, Crushy. I'll let you know when I have something.
All right, Chucky, what was your question, Chucky?
My first sex secret.
Okay.
Well, my first sex secret was, I guess when I lied and said I wasn't a virgin when I really was.
Mm-hmm. Why would you lie about something so serious? All right.
Why did I lie?
I guess I got one, Crushy.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this ever came out on the sidebar, so I'm guessing it's a secret. But I let a girl, you know, taste platinum, but then she got to stalking me, so that was totally, totally not cool.
Yeah, you let that out.
Not the time I was tongue raped, but it was a whole separate incident.
Oh boy, are we not even gonna go there?
We're not gonna go there.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that where that's at.
What about
you? Y'all know y'all can ask questions too, Lady C, if you got any questions.
Lady C, better not ask nothing.
I ain't gonna do Lady C like that.
I don't know. I ain't talked to Lady C in a while, so I don't know. I got to pick on her. I guess I missed her.
So, Chucky.
What's that, babe?
How often do you masturbate?
Well,
I'll give you a list. Once a day, more than once a day. Once a week, more than once a week.
I don't even need that. I can answer the question. A mutual friend of ours, you know what I'm saying, called me 3 times a day. So we video chat. So you already know that is. So I want to say 3 times a day.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, y'all don't add me to the call? That's fucked up.
Yeah, question gets blocked.
Right.
She's a lawyer.
I got Skype.
Hey, Crush,
Skype.
You know the person, so you need to be asking them for that. Why she your code?
Yeah, I got Skype.
Crush, they bogus.
Right.
Look, I don't know how your fans kick it, but I had a fan that used to call me when she was getting it in, so I don't know how your people work.
I don't mind calling. Actually, that excites me when somebody is either around or listening. That should excite me. I like to hear.
Yeah, it's called the don't fuck up technique. You ain't going to want to bust early somebody if you got an audience.
No,
listen, PG, that do not matter.
That's still going on with the audience, that's wrong.
He going to come when he come. That's it. He going to come when he come.
You got a point there.
Not gonna change anything.
That's bad.
It's called reset. Automatically
set, huh?
Yeah, it's called reset. Back up off the pussy, just look at it. Big
this
back
ain't
on
no
reset.
Preschool shit. We grown up.
But you gotta, you know, gotta do that sometimes. Because I need to change my position. Make my knees hurt.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
My knees hurt. Hold up, son.
My theory from yesterday.
Hold up, son. Hold up. Let me
hold up. Who said, hold up, son?
Yeah,
too bad son ain't here.
Hold
look,
up,
too bad son ain't here.
I thought that was right.
Yeah,
wow.
You know what? I have a question, Crusty. May I ask a question? May
go
I ask
ahead.
A question? What's his name? Chucky?
Uh-huh.
Yes. What's that, baby?
Chucky.
Yes.
Have you ever,
ever
did a girl so good that she shit on herself when she came?
Oh, say that again.
Okay. I can do it again. Chucky, have you ever did a girl so good that she shitted on herself when she came?
Nah, I ain't never do it that good. I ain't gonna even give myself no props like that. Nah.
You just don't know. I've been asking that question all day.
Ladies. Have you ever talked to a man on the phone who had a voice so sexy that just hearing the man's voice made you come?
No.
Hold up. I got a question.
If by speaking alone, no.
Hey,
yes.
I got a question. Don't hold on.
Yes.
Why did his voice change? Why did his voice change as he was saying that?
Because he was putting on his sexy voice.
So hold on, though.
It wasn't
for you, Chucky.
You wasn't supposed
to
hear that, Chucky. It wasn't for you.
You were supposed to tune out once you said lady. We said lady. You were supposed to tone out.
I didn't say lady. You had to start the question, mind you.
No. But look, real talk. The reason why I say that is I wouldn't have noticed that, but I got a friend that just came over here, and she was like, damn, did his voice just change? She sounds good now. I was like, I thought I just...
That was him turning on his sexy.
Right. but yes, I have. Yes, I have, and his name...
Well, you know...
His name is Flash Brown.
I was just going to say, now, if Flash is up and call me out the blue again, I'd probably be like... Right, you know it's his birthday today, right? Did you tell him happy birthday? I know you did.
Oh, you know I did.
Yeah. And I'm like, I would send him a picture, like, he do porn, so what is my pic really going to do? He get 20 every day, you know?
Right, yeah. Just to have phone sex with him, that's good. Yeah.
That should be dope.
He got a double whammy. He got the southern draw, and then he got that deep, raspy voice. So...
You hear me, Quest? You know what I do? I call his brother. I fuck with his brother. I'm like, hey.
There
you go.
2K.
Yeah. 2K the motherfucking murder man. Please say the motherfucking murder man.
2K. What you saying,
I
lady?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Has anybody ever had phone sex that was better than bad sex?
That was what?
That was better than
bad sex.
Bad sex? Hell yeah.
I will have to say every time I had phone sex, it was better than real sex because I was getting paid, unless I was getting paid in real sex. So I'm going to go with that. She said that.
Yep. But yeah, I've had.
Let me get this right. He said that you made him come better than him getting paid with real sex.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you a baller. God damn.
Yeah, I love
that's money. I don't know about that. I thought money make me come, but damn.
You hear me, Crush? Put me on the clock.
Put you on the clock.
Yeah, I know that's a... Kentucky's mind.
I heard they could cook over there, but you ain't there. They got to worry about DC going over there, Shadi. Not to see you. If it's that good. Fuck that. We're sexy, Chef.
Okay, my question is this. What's the nastiest thing a gentleman has asked you to do? That's to the girl.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck?
What's the nastiest? Okay, not nastiest. What's the freakiest thing a guy has asked you to do for sex, during sex?
That's just still for the lady.
Right,
I don't know,
what,
you know
I know what the dumbest dude the dumbest thing a dude ever said to me, well, involving sex.
What's the dumbest?
The dumbest thing a ever dude said to me involving sex was like, he was like, "Hey, can I just lick your pussy for $175, but I'll pay you next week Tuesday?" Not never, nigga.
I'll pay you next week Tuesday.
Not never.
Like, you sound like Missy on the goddamn.
You know what, PG? That happened to me, too. He told me it was his birthday. He told me.
PG, nigga, not never.
But the thing was.
You know. Hey, PZ, you know checks don't come out to the 15th. It was the 13th. Why are you telling her about it?
Fuck that. I don't care if it was the 10th. I don't do credit.
But that happens to me. So to answer my own question, the reason why I asked that is because the dude asked me not to shower. He wanted it funky.
Ooh.
Right. Ugh. He had a fetish.
Ooh.
He had a fetish.
He wanted it funky.
He wanted it funky. He asked me not to shower for 2 days.
Oh.
He asked me not to shower 2 days. And because he wanted it funky. So,
he wanted it funky.
Well, I got one. I don't know if it was, I guess it would be considered the freakiest thing I ever was asked. He wanted me to pee in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
With nasty people.
No. What do you think?
Was this a white man?
People.
I was in a particular group, and it's a particular dude that as I said, he loved when people pee on him and all that shit. I was like, what the f- are you serious?
Well, I had a couple of, well, my stomach is too weak.
That's just doing too much.
Nah.
I've had a couple of
there was some. On this one chat line, there was this one little 19-year-old girl who says, "I love when somebody vomits in my mouth."
Oh.
Ew. That's actually a
You know what else I've had? I've had the underarm thing where you just wanted to slip your underarm.
Nah.
I've had that.
That throw-up shit is actually a weird-ass fetish. I forgot the name of it right now, but it's a fetish.
I was 14 years old, and I almost fought a girl because I ain't know nothing about the little squirting thing at 14, and I thought she peed on me, and I was her feelings on that shit. So I don't even see how, I mean, you know, it's cool now because I'm older and know. But at the time,
one of the first porns that I saw was there were three girls that had three sisters who were all squirters. And I mean squirters of different varieties. One was just a straight ahead squirter, and one where the cum or the pee, whichever it was all over the place. I mean, it was like you turned on a hose.
Wow.
And it was just wet out there.
They were squirting way back in Black Report. I'm sorry.
So,
PG.
I held it for as long as I could. I tried to hold it longer. You see, I apologized immediately afterwards, which I don't do. So, I tried to hold it.
So, there's this thing called the Houdini. Has anybody ever heard of that?
Crush, hold on a second. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio right here. Actually, you're listening to the Adult Zone. And really, if you ain't an adult, this is not the show you want to listen to. Huh?
Yeah, how you always mess it up?
You stop me
to mess up.
It's straight up
10 o'clock. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central. You're listening to Adult Zone on Phone Fantasy Radio. The calling number is 805-830-8320. I'm your host, The Crush Heart. And we also have my co-host, who always messes it up, Black Reporter. And we also have Stephanie from D.C., Lady C from Baton Rouge. And we also have special guest, Mrs. P.G. out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll also be on the sidebar tonight at midnight Eastern Time, 11 Central. Okay, now can I get to my Houdini question now?
Yes, yes, you can.
Okay. Now we got that out the way. All right, so.
Y'all
Houdini,
won't be on tonight, Chris.
Oh, you're not?
No. He fucked up.
Oh. All right, so.
Put it that way.
So the Houdini is a man reaches climax while a doggy style position. He spits on her back, and when she turns around, he ejaculates in her face.
Wow.
Just some nasty
Chuck,
sex.
Are you okay?
No, that was me. Wow. Just some nasty sex.
Oh.
I sound like a true man, don't I? I know.
Y'all, I got nasty people I associate myself with. I swear.
Is it just me, or are they seem like they're all white? is it just me, or?
I'm with you, Black Reporter.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that because, I mean, I do know a couple people that does like that. You know,
right.
I mean.
People you know.
But hey, I mean, because he is a different, pineapple.
Be careful when you step in that, because there are landmines all over the place.
I know.
All right, so, go ahead, move something.
My question now is, to the two sexy ladies on the phone. What problem do y'all have about that?
He ain't talking to me.
Look, I don't know who he's talking to.
Okay, well, okay, let's start with PG. What problem do you have with that? I'm asking what's the problem with the questions you got?
With the Houdini?
Oh, I got a lot of problems with that.
One, you spit
on me. I'm about to beat your ass. Two, you trying to spit in my face along with your nap. Nah, it ain't going to happen.
You ain't going to spit in your face. What happened is he spits on your back, making you think that he came on you. So when you turn over to get up or whatever, he ends up ejaculating in your face.
Yeah, he's trying to spit the other spit on my face. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
So you don't deal with faces, PJ?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Understandable. Okay, now my question is for Crush Man.
For what, Crush? The Houdini? I'd just rather you go ahead and give me a facial. I don't.
Let her be mad that way.
No, I like facials, actually. I prefer a facial on the teeth. So. They answer the questions if it was asked. So I don't mind facials, actually. All right, so if somebody ever do this to me, I will take a knife and I will stab them in the foot, okay?
Why the foot?
Because I know after I run after, I'm going to fall and I'm going to catch his foot. But
okay, so I take it that you're only going to stab him in the foot because he's sitting on your back, right?
No. I don't care about that. I'm moving on from that. We got a whole new topic right now. I don't like that. I disapprove of that. I don't want you spitting on me. If you want to come in my face, just say crush, turn over. You know what I mean? Like, all that is unnecessary. The angry dragon. The angry dragon is when you bust in her mouth and then he smacks you in the back of the head to make the cum out of your nose, and when she get up and she look mad, she looks like an angry dragon.
Oh, hell. No. You don't even know that.
Next topic, please.
Next subject.
There's a lot of stuff y'all evil men do. That's all I'm just saying.
I don't know none of that. This is some evil stuff.
Oh, no.
No,
hell.
Nah, I don't even know.
Next topic. Please, next topic.
You know it's only 0.0 seconds for both us and Chucky to agree on that one. Hell no.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Oh, my God. Why am I looking this stuff up? Okay, we got
because it gets creepy and you want to see more. I didn't. I'm trying to tell you. Going to be some weird shit.
We got a caller from the 347. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. This is Skylar.
Hi, Skylar. This is a...
Sky. What's good? I think I actually walked in at the most inappropriate time.
Well, the whole show has been inappropriate, actually.
Because I'm like, yo, what in the world? Who would even...
But I got to
know.
You knew if you were calling in tonight, you knew that she was throwing against the wall.
I knew, but I didn't know until I got on. That I'm like, oh.
That reminded me of the sidebar last night, Crush, when people kept walking in at the weird moments.
that's crazy. That
like, these are one of these conversations that you have to been there from the beginning so you won't be shocked at what you heard. Yeah, I didn't get
exactly.
He still would have been shocked.
This is one of those conversations where you just throw up against chin up against the wall and see whatever sticks. Okay, that literally.
Okay, so can I just? I want to bring up two things right now. Okay. Okay. So there's this thing called a donkey punch. The donkey punch is when you have an anal. Your doggy style, the guy's having anal, you know, giving sex in the ass, and he actually, before he comes, he punches her in the back of the head so her anal cavity contracts on his dick, right? Hold on. Then you have something called the Tony Danza, which is, God. You're giving it to the girl from behind.
Hold on.
You're giving it to the girl from behind. You yell out, "Who's the boss?" She gets confused and turns around, and you donkey punch her in the back of the head, and you say, and you scream out, "Tony Danza."
What is
wrong
with the punching in the back of the head?
I know, right? I know.
I like Tony Danza.
I will take this moment to shout out Leo Menace, my co-host for the sidebar, because those are the ones who brought those to my attention. Those are things he tends to like, I guess, but he always bring those up. That's how I knew exactly what was going to go down.
Is it supposed to be a good time or abuse? Like, are you mad at her or something? So you got to punch her in the back of the head?
Black
That's that black man. Before you come.
Yeah, of course. That don't sound like a good time to me.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Uh-oh. I'm advising you now. Stop reading. It only gets worse.
My eyes are burning. My eyes are burning. Oh my God, that's so dizzy.
Yeah.
So y'all want to know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Depends. My natural curiosity is kicking in.
There's nothing wrong with hot lunch. I would never, ever, ever want nobody to do
hot lunch.
It's a sex act called the hot lunch. Well, it's more of a fetish food. And what the hot lunch is, you take the rare wrap and you put it over the person's mouth and you take a shit.
Yep.
And then you fuck it, and then when you're about to come, you bust through the saran wrap.
Where are you getting this from, Crush?
I advise you to stop reading it. It's only going to get worse.
I don't even want to know. Which you read
it from. I think it's like past my bedtime.
Stop reading.
Something. That is something.
I'm telling you, I went down this path before we did this on the sidebar. Stop reading now.
It's worse.
It's
only
going to
get worse.
I see all types of stuff.
I want to know if anybody really actually done it.
Yeah,
like,
people would do that. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, somebody I know would do that.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
My question is for everybody. I have a question. My question is for everybody. Do tongue piercings make a difference?
Lady C,
do you think tongue piercings make a difference?
No.
I don't know. I've never had anybody with a tongue piercing. So.
Okay.
I guess it may because of the added whatever you want to call it, friction.
Uh-huh.
But if you're covering your tongue, you don't need the piercing.
I'm going to say no because that shit hurt if she scraped the joint.
What is supposed to be so erotic about piercing a tongue? I mean, just the way it's supposed to feel if the person is giving oral.
Can I tell y'all about my story of my tongue being pierced?
Sure. Can we stop you?
Right, pretty much. Okay, so I was about 21, 22, and it was supposed to be a bunch of girls. You know, all my girlfriends. We're going to go get our tongue pierced and tattoos and all that. And at the last minute, the day of, it was the middle, like this time, the day of, they decided they didn't want to do it. So me being the baller that I am, the trooper that I am, said, fuck y'all, I'm going to go by myself. So I went over to the village, and the lady pulled out my tongue, you know, got prepared. She counted to three, and I passed out. And she got mad, and she slapped me up. She's like, you got to wake up. I can't tie the ball on or whatever. My tongue got swollen, and by Monday, I had to have it removed. So I don't think there's any fascination with tongue piercing after that moment. I just wanted to pull a black reporter and share that.
Be that way. That's wrong.
PG's answer is I wouldn't talk to a dude with a tongue ring. I just don't see why a dude would have it. So, no, I wouldn't talk to a dude with a tongue ring.
Right. BC,
DC answer is no, because you're not scraping up my penis.
All right.
Well, I can say that when I was younger, like I was 18, I was like, okay, as soon as I get 18, I want to get my tongue pierced. And I was open to that. I'm like, I want to do it. My mother was like, if you do it, I'm going to kill you. But I'm like, I want to do it. And then I discovered that, you know, my tongue is perfectly fine the way it is. I can use it to the full advantage. Having a little ring or a hole in it doesn't make it any better or not. So I never got it. But honestly, receiving it from somebody who has it, I don't really feel the difference. It's just, instead of it being a flat surface, it's like a rough surface, and it gets annoying after a while. So, yeah. So, that's my personal opinion.
And it can be infected, too.
Wow.
There's a lot of infection.
So, my question for our guys, would you ever eat a cream pie, meaning somebody ejaculates in her pussy and you go after
it? No, I know exactly what that is.
No. And as I said in the chat room, pussy is pussy.
Right, but Black Reporter, the pussy is filled up. But come.
Okay. Somebody else. Let me ask you this question: how is that different from a woman who comes before you finish eating her?
Right, but
it's somebody else's nut,
ain't
it?
Somebody else, yeah.
No.
Okay,
how do you
know
if it's...
No.
Huh?
Oh. What are you
Black
saying? You're not listening.
That's saying Becky getting fucked by Bob. Are you finna go
okay.
eat Becky's pussy after Bob done jacked off in her pussy? I mean, Bob.
I don't know. Let me ask this.
Not knowingly.
If Becky does herself, if Becky does herself and she comes four or five times, what's the difference?
Black Reporter.
Brown.
It's
like
an odd
color.
Whole fat. If I see, hear, or even think Becky done been with Bobby, I am not. I'm making sure she get up in that shower. I'm going to first see the TV ad to get her a dish, and I even squeeze the joint one or two times for her.
Okay, so I had it backwards. The cream pie is just her push out the cum. The cuckold is when the husband or the boyfriend, you know, eats her pussy after that. Called a couple. So I had it backwards. But it's mostly somebody who's submissive. Black Reporter will do it.
Yeah, I think Black Reporter
will
do anything.
That's it.
You're wrong.
That's what I think.
Hey, so you know what? No disrespect, but just because Crush came up with that, if I ever come over your house or if I ever come into your I'm stopping at CVS to get some nuts.
I wouldn't do that. I just, you know, there's people out there that do it. I mean, I do phone sex, so I've had people call me and say they've done or they want that to happen.
I have
a question.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me finish real quick, PZ, now I'll let you go. Hey, Chris, be the type. She'll ask you. She be like, it tastes good, don't you? And she be like, you be like, yeah, that shit tastes good. She be like, yeah, you know, Bob done been up in this joint just a few minutes ago.
Y'all laughing too damn much. Y'all lost y'all ever my love of mine.
Okay, first before I ask my question, I think it's creepy
right
that Chucky knows my voice already, so that's a tad bit creepy. But my question is, Crushy, in your phone sex profession, what is the strangest request you ever had?
That's a good question.
In my profession, the strangest stuff? I've had a lot of strange stuff. I've had guys who want to get on cam and drink their pee for me, like I said before.
Yeah, I love that.
Right. I've had guys who wanted to talk about spying on their auntie and raping her while she was asleep. I've had, oh, wait, no. The weirdest, there's two weirdest things, right? One weird thing is the guy wanted me to get on cam. He wanted me to get in front of my window. Or he wanted me to get somebody out in the street and bring them in the house and have sex with them. Right?
Or the
next best thing was...
Voyeur.
Right. No. But no, Black Reporter, it was more than a voyeur. Because he was...
Yeah, that's
he
beyond
was,
voyeur.
He wanted me
that's
to
like,
pull
that's
back...
That's face pimping.
No way. He wanted me to get in front of my window, and he wanted me to call over my neighbor, who was on the other side, and he wanted me to play with my pussy in front of them, across the way from me, or he wanted me to bring somebody to my house. I did it, but the neighbor never looked at me the same. He never looked at me the same at all. He really didn't look at me. It's like every time he sees me now, he just gives me a look like,
You that freaky lady
to call me again. What's the strangest one you've actually done?
Oh, the other one is before he came or before I came, he wanted me to squeal like a pig, and he got off. Me actually squealing like a pig, like,
whoa.
I know oink oink. I mean, you know, the real thing.
and not no
what?
No,
just
shut up.
You got that one.
That's like
the
cable. hey, that reminds you of the Geico commercial.
That's why I said that.
Yes. Like, they are so weird. Oh, wait, and then I have a baby who's like 40 years old. He wants to be my baby, and he wants me to take baths with him. All that good stuff. He calls me mommy.
But I just wonder sometimes about these white folks who love family fun.
Actually, the guy who wanted the family fun was Spanish, and the guy who wanted to do the whole voyeur thing was black. And he on my Facebook page actually, but the other one has to be the guy who actually jerked off in his face. And ate his own cum type situation.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked.
He put his legs up on the wall. Type thing.
You
made
me not want my food. You made me not want my food right now.
Or it has to be the time they asked me to send off my used panties.
Now that I've heard time and time again.
Right, they asked you to send off your. I need to update my website.
You would say that when I put extra blue cheese on my chicken. You would say that.
Oh, you nasty, Chucky.
That's nasty. I don't even want my chicken now, man. That's nasty. I don't even want my chicken now.
It's just chicken, Chucky.
Right. It's not like a fish. It's not like a fish. But yeah, we have some, you know, both sex has been very lucrative and both experienced.
Yeah, I love my checks. That was great. Right.
Yeah.
I thought about starting all over again.
Me too.
All right, look. Now, my question is for everybody, one at a time. What was the craziest place y'all ever had in the court at?
Y'all go laughing. Y'all go laughing when I tell you.
Go ahead, Brian.
Laugh at you anyway.
I actually had sex in a Burger King bathroom.
Yeah.
Out of his way.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many of y'all remember Humpty?
Have it your way, huh?
All of us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Humpty dance.
We were traveling cross country and she started messing with me and. We were also hungry, and we pulled over, and it was a Burger King, and it was late at night. It was the Burger King bathroom, the unisex bathroom. We went in.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. You could have did it in the car. What the hell? Why y'all had to go to the bathroom? That was crazy. What about that? Why
are you
just going
to the car?
It's not always room in the car. Okay, well, yeah, I could have did it on the hood. Damn.
Look, what are you doing outside
the expressway?
Huh?
We did it on the side of the expressway.
See?
We were traveling across the...
Okay. Hello, say that again.
On the side of the expressway.
Oh, on the side of the expressway.
The kids were sleeping in the car, and we went out to the field and did it in the field.
What out to the field.
Major.
Huh?
It wasn't dark.
It was dark.
Oh, that ain't no fun. But yeah, the
major.
Okay, so we
drive during the day. Okay,
so we got Burger King, we got the field. Okay, now, press.
The weirdest place I've done it is probably on the train.
On the train?
Mm.
Yeah, on the train. The last car of the train. So we did it in the seat. I was bent over looking out at the track. People was watching.
Now, is this the subway or what?
Right, the subway train. I said the train.
Well,
you know the trains are not like New York trains. when we say train or subway, it's different from them.
Right. Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Right, their train is Amtrak. Right.
Okay. So
subway train.
Okay. So we got Burger King. We got the field. We got the train. All right, homie, you next.
The weirdest, I would say, it was on the B7 bus in New York.
Wow.
It was about...
On a bus.
It was like 2 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock in the night. We were coming from her sister's drive. She had on a skirt with nothing underneath it and started touching right
there. It was
lady.
The last bus?
Huh? No. It was probably like another bus coming in the next hour, but we were on this one and we got in the back. The bus driver was looking. She was on my lap grinding and he kept going until we got to our stop.
And the question is, how hard did you come?
Wow.
I say, how hard did you come?
Oh, no.
I don't know about her, but I know it was a good one for me.
But the fact of the matter is, we were on the bus
with two other people, so everybody kept looking back, and yeah, we were kept going.
No.
I'm like,
oh,
as long as she ain't getting up no time soon, that's it. All
right, who's next?
I got something like, I'm last, though. The weirdest part I ever did, believe it or not, was on a fishing trip. I took my ex-girl, we went on a fishing trip on the bay. And so, you know, we went to the end of the boat. Of course, she had a skirt with no drawers. And it got, yeah.
I just got it popping. All right. Did you answer, PG? No, run away.
You know I didn't.
Right. thinking about
she
you.
She wouldn't even laugh loud because she didn't want you to say it.
Right.
Thank you, Crush.
How all of y'all do me?
You got real quiet energy.
She had me shook. You already know you're wrong. I don't know what. I bet she answered.
The reason why I didn't answer is because I don't have strange places. All I can say is, like, my sister's house in her bed or at a cousin's house that I didn't even really know in Illinois, you know. It's like I don't do it in public. You know what? Crushy does on-cam work. Does that count? Does that count, Chucky? On webcam in front of an audience?
Baby, no webcam don't count. No.
But it was an audience, though. It wasn't just, it was an audience. It was more than one people watching me.
You know what? On a webcam, it was not a chance you was going to get caught, so that don't count. Everybody said places that they were. You going to say, of all places, you going to say a webcam?
I asked, did it count? Y'all just mean. Y'all nasty. I'm normal.
Hey, PZ, I remember you said it was at Sunday dinner or something, man. What you gonna say, webcam?
Y'all.
No. It's all it's look. I'm gonna tell y'all.
Right behind the bleachers when you was a teenager.
Nope, none of that. It's always
good. No, that's the all that is
cool.
You ain't there going to boys' bathroom.
Nope.
Whatever. You know you peeked in the boys' bathroom.
No,
so,
I have not.
Oh, so y'all don't.
You never went to boys' bathroom.
It's okay. You don't have to do anything extreme like that. It's fine. Most people don't.
Y'all
do
better stop peeking
on
me.
You. It's all right. I have your back. It is not that serious.
I ain't coming back, Preston. Your friends mean.
It's not that they mean, PG. It's just sometimes, you know, we just don't understand why this is not regular for people. You know, like, you just need to be on our level. Like, this is just something, like, you know, for you to say, I haven't given a blowjob to completion. Like, what? Who hasn't done that?
It's not most people, and it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing, but we just love picking on them.
It's out of love, though. It's not nothing being mean by it.
I'm about to pull me a cup of Patron, and you're going to think about this one more time, and then you're going to give me another answer, okay?
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay, so somebody asked me this question, or I asked somebody, then somebody asked me this question. So I asked y'all, would y'all relocate for online love?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, what you said, Lady C?
Right out, no.
No.
What about you, Veronica Porter?
Right out,
well, no. Maybe if Ricardo was a bootleg or something, but maybe I might think about it.
No.
What about you, Skylar?
Yeah.
And what about you, PG?
It depends. For me, like, if I didn't have kids and there was a real good reason, like, outside of his financial standing, like, it was, like, really, really good reason, then yeah, but other than that, no. If I didn't have kids, it wouldn't have kids, so I'm going to have to go with no.
Oh. I would have no, too, unless he was rich.
That's what I said. It had to be something outside his financial stability, but with me having kids, it would have to be no. But if I ain't had no kids, I was like, fuck it, let's try.
Right.
PZ, just one small question, you know. What do you do for me?
Nothing. I'm a housewife.
Okay.
I do radio.
Okay.
Well, actually, I guess I do radio. I do music.
things like that. I mean, I do. I'm an underground artist.
That's
I guess
right.
That should have been my.
It wasn't
nothing
that
takes me.
I just wanted to ask. That was it.
I look cute for most of the day. I'm just kidding.
Keep it cute. I always say, look cute.
I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so do y'all have a secret sex talent, Black Reporter?
A secret what?
Sexual talent.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do y'all have a secret sex talent? Go on, Black Reporter.
Talent.
Talent.
A secret.
My tongue.
Okay. Chucky.
You said, do we have a secret sex challenge?
What? Right.
Yes.
Oh, no.
A sexual talent.
Oh, a sexual talent.
Yeah.
Now, I'm multi-talented, so I don't really have one.
Okay.
I go with the vibe, whatever type of good sense of penetration I get, then that's what I did.
I got one, Krusty.
Uh-huh.
My faking sounds real.
My
okay.
Oh,
yes.
I don't have a couple of guys. Yeah, mine too. Let me see. What about you?
Well, I'll be the first to answer that one. I don't know.
Hold on, Chucky, hold on. Lady C is talking, and you just really cut off like this. Lady C,
I'm sorry. I got carried away.
I have a talent. I have a double talent. It's my mouth and my tongue, and what I do with my tongue while it's in my mouth.
I got a double tap in my mouth and my tongue, but that's the same thing. All right. What you was going to say, Chucky?
I forgot, man. I got crazy. I got a little with the mouth and the tongue.
You know
we have what? Got to become, we've got to be coming close to the end of the show.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Hey. I ain't gonna front. I was damn sure about the type in www.jetplane.com. I'm going the way.
Jetplane. What's up, 347731? What up, Chevy baby? This is just happened to be a CSF phone call right now. Black Reporter. Black Reporter. Everybody
this is a CSF phone call.
Right, this is a CSF radio show tonight.
Oh, we're
playing hot seat. Camp Super Fluffy all day, every day. Stay with Chef. What up, Chef?
What's good? How you doing? How's everybody?
Hi. Great.
Hi.
What's up?
Can you say hi again?
That's all right,
what's cracking again?
Oh, Lord.
Ooh la la.
Just like picking
hey, look, man, I told y'all.
Piggy died over there. Somebody give Piggy some oxygen. She
I'm
died over there.
Porter. I'm good.
She died over there laughing.
I'm not enjoying.
So, Chevy.
So,
Chevy, we play Hot Seat Live. You can ask us any questions on any topic.
Oh.
We got Black Reporter. We got
right here.
We got Chucky from DC.
Right here.
We got Lady C from Baton Rouge.
Hey.
We got Skyla from Brooklyn.
We're good.
And we have PG from Owasi.
Hey.
Hi.
From parts unknown.
So we just asking questions and we being naughty.
Oh,
we've been naughty and nice.
They being nasty.
But that's pretty good.
I don't even know what questions to ask, yo, because I don't even know, like, most of the people that's on the phone, so I don't know what the questions to ask. Y'all can ask me anything.
That's make it better. That's what makes it better.
Yep.
All right. Shit. What questions can I ask? Quick, fast.
Ducky, quack, quack.
No. I got the question now. Do y'all think weed enhances the sex?
No.
PG gonna answer. I used to have this one dude that I used to mess with when I was, like, in high school. Like, if he wasn't high, he couldn't come over because if he wasn't high, he couldn't perform. So, in his case, I'm out there with you. You know. He'd call, like, can I come through? And I'm like, is you high? He'd say no. I said, well, then no. He said, yeah, then yeah, he can come.
Why?
He wasn't able to perform when he wasn't high. When he wasn't high, we did. I did not like that.
I'm in St. Boat, too, and shit. I like to smoke weed before I have sex. Whatever.
I'll pick it in. All right. So, Lady C, do you think sex enhances weed? I mean, weed enhances sex?
I don't think so, but I was dating a guy one time. He wanted to get high every time. And it didn't help.
I was doing a nice question. Did it help?
What about you, Chucky? What do you think?
I think it depends on what type of weed do you get. You know what I'm saying? Because you got perk. You know, you got the regular. All right.
We're not going to get into all that. Chevy, come turn my show. Chevy, come by and turn my show illegal.
I'm just saying, that one case, though.
Now on the real, I don't think it enhances. I think it's deep.
In reality, medically, it shouldn't because, okay, what does weed have to do with blood pressure?
No, Black Reporter, no, I'm not even going to go there. No.
No, don't go to the medical.
Right, we don't know why. We don't care why.
Hey, you said Miss Fifi is from Baton Rouge?
No, lady from Baton Rouge.
Okay, like, what is her name?
Huh?
What is her name? You say she's Lady C?
Yeah.
Lady C? Oh, Lady C is from Baton Rouge.
Right.
Yes, that's good. Okay, well, Lady C, I'm going to be in Lafayette in like a couple of weeks. Can I get one of them daiquiris or something? Some old that thing, the all-night daiquiri stuff.
Can you get a what?
I think I'll get one of them daiquiris in because, you know, I'm going to be in Lafayette on the high 10, so can you hook me up with one of them daiquiris?
Actually, if you go in Lafayette, you can get it in Lafayette.
What kind of daiquiri would you like? Hush, Black Reporter, hush.
Right, Black Reporter. I was going to say that, too.
I would like a strawberry daiquiri and on the side, I want me a good old Jell-O shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get that, honey.
Is that cold for something?
Actually, he actually can.
That's what I want to know. Is that cold for something? Anyway, moving right along, Black Reporter.
Black Reporter, shut up real fast.
Right, I'm just trying to get him to. The next question is, would you be a sex slave? Starting with Chev. Chev,
dude,
would you be a sex slave?
Yeah, for the right situation.
What's the situation?
I'm thinking a lot, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
My birthday tomorrow, so that's why I'm kind of out of it right now. But anyway, it gotta be the right situation with a nice, cute, attractive, plus open-minded bigger.
Right. Okay. I'm moving right along.
Right.
That'd be right situation.
What about you, Black Reporter? Would you be somebody's sex slave?
It would have to be a mutually beneficial situation.
You're a sex slave. There's no mutual nothing. You don't get pleased. You're the slave.
You
just get the pleasure of pleasing her. That's it. You only get the pleasure of pleasing her.
Yeah, he would.
Come.
You know he would.
All right,
we all think
all.
For me.
What about you, Chucky? Yeah, you think about it. We'll get back to you. What about you, Chucky? Would you be somebody's sex slave?
Yes, I would. For all attention to do it.
What about you, Lady C?
Yes.
What about you, Skylar?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that question was for you, Sky.
For the right woman, yeah.
Yeah. We already know PG won't.
Right, no.
With Sky, it would be Niecy.
I doubt that.
Real talk.
Would you be?
Just hear me out. Real talk. The reason why I would do it is because in my situation, you know what I'm saying? It's like a challenge to me. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point is you want them to return the favor, but it's like you on a hot seat right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you either doing your best or doing your worst. You doing your worst, she ain't gonna wanna get that shit back. She gonna be like, whatever. But if you do it your best, I guarantee you, when that time comes, she's going to give you all her back.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not even have to turn the page.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it.
True.
That's just my piece of it.
That's true.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Bye.
Everybody, would you allow your partner to blindfold you?
Oh, yeah. What's you asking?
Who are you asking, Lady C?
Everybody. Start with Chucky. Would you allow your partner to blindfold you?
Wait. Would you like or would you allow?
Would you allow?
Oh, okay.
It's your choice. Everything is your choice.
Me personally, I would, because if I trust her, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't got no problem. I think that could probably would turn me on. But somebody that I don't know, no, it's not going there.
What about you, Chef?
What'd you say, Klein?
Blindfold.
Wait, blindfold me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. No problem. Yeah, of course. Hands down.
Okay. Skylar, what about you?
Yes, I've done it before, so yeah.
Oh. PG, what about you?
If it's a partner that I trust, I guess, because what can go wrong with a blindfold? My hands are still free, right?
Right.
Yeah, y'all didn't expect an answer for me. Now, did y'all? Nah.
You know what? I like the way y'all women take the easy way out with these answers.
But when we take
the easy way out, y'all constantly ask the questions because y'all want to be fit.
Damn.
Well, y'all can ask more questions if you want to.
we get people like PG that don't answer them, though. We'd be like, well, tell them. Well, you know the answer. I'm sorry, PZ.
My name is Bennett. I'm not in it.
All right.
You better be glad I missed that, Chucky. I'm going to get you, though.
Yeah, I listen to Fall Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone, with the Fresh and Black Reporter. We got less than 10 minutes remaining on the clock. And we had a lot of fun. We did a hot seat.
This was a very good show, I must say.
Yeah, it sounded good, even though I sound like a horse. I guess the final question would be, if you were the opposite sex for one day, what would you like, what would you look like, and what would you do? Start with Black Reporter.
I'm not fully enough
drink
for this question.
Go ahead,
repeat that question again.
If you was a woman for one day, 24 hours.
Okay. Okay.
Who would you look what would you do?
I just wanted to make sure I heard it right.
Okay.
I think I would look like, and y'all would have to think of who she is. The lady who is, who she's a political reporter for CNN.
She's a political reporter.
And she's a sister.
Okay.
And I'm dark. Wait, I have what?
Just answer the question. We ain't got enough time for you.
She's a full figure sister.
Okay.
And
what would you do?
What would I do? I didn't hear that part of the question.
The question is, what would you look like and what would you do if you was a woman for 24 hours?
I would try to be the best at what I do for a living.
Okay, but what would you do for the 24 hours? Like what? Would you go shopping for shoes? What would you do?
I would probably do a normal reporting day because that's the type of things I enjoy doing. You know, she does political reporting for CNN and everything. So I would do what she does. Well,
okay.
Y'all can go and everything, but that's not that's,
all
that's
right,
my
all
thing.
Right, all right, all right. Go ahead, Chucky. He was a woman.
I'm gonna be the one to tell it real. I'm petite, because I'm not about 155. I'd be petite, probably with long hair. And what would I do? I ain't gonna front. I'm a freak now, being a man. So I know I probably would be a freak as being a female. So I probably would be freaking like crazy for 24 hours.
All right. And what about you, Lady C?
I would be 6 feet, 4 inches tall, a bodybuilder or a football player, and I would try to fuck every woman I could.
Right.
How tall are you now? How tall are you now?
How tall am I now? I'm 5'4".
Hey, look, she had me worried because I thought that was her size now, and I'm like, oh, shit.
I like tall men, okay.
What about you, PG?
I would be a tall, dark-skinned, and handsome guy, and I would pee standing up for 24 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
In addition to peeing standing up, I'm a lady. See, I'm trying to smash everything I can.
Right. What about you, Chef?
I'd probably be a dark-skinned SSBBW, and in 24 hours, I'll use the power of the PUSSY to get as much money as I can.
Smart.
Because fuck what you say. Men, dicks don't make money. Pussy stay making money.
You smart.
Skyla.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll probably be a dark skinned woman, about 5'11", and basically just flirt and tease and use what I got to get what I want.
Aww,
all
right.
What would be your biggest assets?
It would be my ass. That would be like the biggest.
All right. If I was a man for 24 hours, I want to be 6'5". I want to be 6'5" with dreads.
And play on somebody's defensive line, huh?
And I wanna be caramel reflected. And if I was a man for a day, I wanna experience every sexual position, oral sex, giving and receiving, dirty talk, picking up girls, having sex in weird places, peeing in the street, slapping my
head.
All right, I want to slap my dick on some faces. I just, why are you looking up at me? I just want to, I really do.
You go, Chris.
I want to call all types of nasty names. I want to call them all types of nasty names. Teabagging, I definitely want teabag. I want to jerk off. I want to watch
That's
porn. And I want to go clothes shopping.
Wait a minute. Clothes shopping don't fit.
Why does it fit? I got to get that. You know what? I say clothes shopping for one reason. Women, we go clothes shopping, we hate it. Majority of the time we had, oh, this don't look right. A man go shopping, he don't even try nothing.
They pick up any old damn thing.
He pick up any old thing, as long as it matches. Okay? He picks it up, throw it in the bag, and he out. Us women, we put it, oh, my God, my butt look big. Oh, my God. We have too many hiccups. We get depressed. I get depressed going
Look, Crush, he ain't got to worry about how my titties looking this or
right.
what my ass. Like, just get dressed.
It's like pants. And it's like the only thing you have to worry about is pants and a shirt. Pants and a shirt. It's always going to be the same thing. Whether it's casual, you can wear your pants and a shirt. It can be casual. It can be dressed up. You know, and it's still the same thing. Women, you know, to get dressed up, you got to put on, you know, too much, you know, to be casual.
Does my ass look fat?
You know,
no, it ain't about if your ass look fat. It look, does it look nice? Do it look
right.
like I got a booty? Is my booty sitting up? Do it look like I got a flat booty?
Right. What up, Chucky?
Do we got number one more question?
Huh?
Do we got enough for one more question?
Do we have time for one more question? We got 2 minutes, but we can roll over to We can roll out to overtime if everybody wants to do that.
Hold on, Chucky.
You know, this is my radio show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. We're about to go into overtime because Chucky wants to ask us one more question. Remember to tune in Thursday at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., spoken memoirs and great music on Crush Grooves. And what's your question, Chucky?
One question is, before we go, is think about this. Now that we changed our agenda, what would your sexiest name be if you was a male, or if a girl was a male and a dude was a female?
That is cute. What was your
that
sexy
is cute.
Name? What was your sexy? All right, I gotta think about that.
Me too. I'm here thinking like,
How are you going to explain that one to you, Black Reporter? Like, my name is The Crush. If you was a woman,
oh, okay.
What would your name be?
Yeah, okay, the only if you were a porn star, what would you be called?
Right, but you have to be a woman.
You have to have a woman's name if you think it's sex.
If you was a woman porn star, what would you be called? Or, you know,
I think that just goes with our final question, so that's why I just asked.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would your name be, Chucky?
Oh, man, that's a good one. That probably will be...
You asked the question.
My name probably will be Tasty Coca.
Wow.
Tasty Coca.
What about Coca. You, Skylar? If you was a female, who would your name be?
I don't know. That's a good one. Come back to that one.
He got the easiest one. His name will be Sky.
Yay.
That's easy. I was going to say that. That's too easy. That's all Michael. Hey, come back to me. Come back to me. I'll have something.
Okay.
I think I will go with Shlong Reaper. My name is Shlong Reaper. Like, yo, what up, Shlong?
Yeah, if I had a female, now, I'd say the fuck away from that. Nah, hell no.
Shlong Reaper.
I think I have a name for me. Deep Dark Chocolate.
Deep Dark Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call you Dee Dee.
Huh?
We're going to call you Dee Dee.
I got mine.
What is
What's
it?
That?
Mr. Make 'em Wet. Yeah.
Right, you got to the lab, right? You got to the lab. Yeah, this is Mr. Make 'em Wet. You got to the
Can I put on one end and so I put on the other end and we can make it rush?
That's PG.
Okay. My name would be Carl the Driver.
Okay.
Always taking the easy way out.
That's the easy way out.
What about you,
Cheryl?
I think I forgot about you. I
said it. I thought you did forget about me.
No, I didn't forget about you,
Cheryl. All right, bet. My name would be My Pussy Make Me Rich. Easy.
What was that?
That would be my name. My Pussy Make Me Rich.
Coming to the stage right now.
Word, My Pussy Make Me Rich. Let's go.
My pussy makes a bitch. Y'all get
I
some dogs
If I transgender black, oh, I'm going to rant it on that day.
Y'all get some dollars out. It's about to get on and pop in. You know what her pussy do. Nah.
Makes her rich.
Yeah, Crush, tell us, Crush.
Work it, baby.
That is too much. Sky, you think of anything yet, Sky?
I can see the dollar bills now.
What you got, Skylar?
Mine would be Miss Good and Juicy. All
right. All right.
Miss Good and what?
We're going to have an awesome strip club, man. We're going to have an awesome strip club, man.
Good and Juicy.
You know
what?
You probably
Google
that, and that's
why I got this. Wet and Juicy. We got My Pussy Making Rig. We got Deep Dark Chocolate. And we got Tasty Cocoa. Like, all right. And the manager is going to be Shlong Reaper. Carl the driver is going to be the bartender that we're going to make.
No, no. Carl the driver is going to be the bouncer.
Oh, right. Carl the driver is going to be the bouncer.
Call the
driver to
make sure everybody
gets
home
safe
today.
Mr. Make-A-Way going to be the
bartender.
Mr. Make-A-Way.
Oh, I am make sure they get home.
Nah, Mr. Make-A-Way, that's too much of a good name to be behind the bar.
I am sexy, you know, I am sexy.
That is too much of a good name to be behind the bar. I guess we're going to have men. We're going to have ladies' night.
But Jamaica Way can hop up on that bar. You see, the bar also has a pool of itself, and she does a show every once in a while also. He does a show every once in a while.
Black Report's gonna see my meat. I'm scared.
Hey, Scott, since you got the best name out of the group, would you refer to slide down a pole or make it a slap? Make it a clap.
Yep, make it clap.
Slide. Got it. I keep going slide. Scott didn't even answer the question.
What? I didn't answer.
No. He asked you, since you got the best name out of the bunch, what would you do? What would you prefer, the pole or to make it clap?
The pole. The pole.
Gotcha. No, I'm just playing. Gotcha.
On that note.
Coming to the stage right now, Mr. 12 inches. Look, Mr. 12 inches, 3 inches wide.
Damn.
Wearing his Superman costume. It's a strong Reaper. Get your panties out. Pay him in panties.
The record is 45, just so you know.
His partner, 14 inches, Mr. Make-A-Way.
Yeah, buddy.
And call the driver.
Superman, Iron Man, and Spider-Man,
they're going to be the Avengers night. That's going to be ladies' night. The Avengers night. No, Carl the Driver going to be Thor. There we go. Iron Man, Superman, Thor.
Fantastic Four night.
It's only three of us.
Thank you. Now, we ain't no Three Musketeers. We ain't on none of that.
No, we the Avengers.
Because we plan to have some nuts.
I got another question
for the men. Can you tell when a woman is faking?
No.
Yep.
Everybody said no.
Yep.
Who said yes?
Yes, you can.
If she's a bad faker, then yes, you can. If she's bad, if you know you ain't pumping and she's still moaning, then yeah.
Not with me. I don't know about anybody else, but not with me.
This is real talk.
I've been on a set with porno stars. And porno stars that was banging these chicks out. When I say banging them out, I mean they hollering and screaming. You like that. And they get back up and say, who's next?
Somebody came and everything. Who next? You ain't gonna sit up here and tell me. You might tell like one or two females. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna say that, but you cannot tell with all of them. Trust and believe that. Cause they had me fooled like a mug. I'm like, goddamn, they done.
Damn. This was an episode of Say It With Your Chest. I think we should do this every month, Blacker Border.
Yeah, we should.
Listening to the adult zone. And thanks to everybody who tuned in. Chucky from D.C., Lady C from Baton Rouge, Chev from Brooklyn, Skylar from Brooklyn, Mrs. PG.
Our CSF
right, this was a CSF moment. Hopefully we'll do this again. Say it with your chest. We have fun tonight. So on that note, Black Reporter, you can go ahead and
What time there was that ceased to be. This is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow's here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't talk about everything you want to talk about, you heard everything we talked about. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you on Thursday when we will be playing the best in spoken word for you and yours right here on Crush Grooves, part of Phone Fantasy Radio.
What is that?
Join us Thursday.
What is that?
What?
What is that? Your voice just dropped like 12 octaves as you were talking. What is that? Was that supposed to be sexy? What were you doing?
It was trying to turn on the sexy.
It's tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's being tired. I'm sorry. I had to yawn. I couldn't hold it.
It is over his bedtime. We did go into overtime, you know. It's a little sad.
It sounds like he's having a
threesome
with jumping.
Still
yawning. All right,
folks.
Good night, my people.
Keep it real. Y'all need to join Camp Super Fluffy on Facebook. Just type it in. And I'll let y'all in. Later,
Alex. See y'all later.
Bye.
Hey, everybody.